All right, let's get into some football talk here. Big signing by the Ottawa Redblacks this week. We have Brad on the show, and I'm happy for anybody when they get another contract. But yeah, we asked him and said, listen, you go down with that injury, and you think, I'm a free agent. You know, bad thoughts can creep in anybody's mind, right? He gets a two-year deal, so that's great for the club. He's going to be fine. He'll get all the way back, and you know firsthand, you threw to this guy. How important is he?
Brad is like one of the cornerstones of this team. I mean, if you were to complete a Mount Rushmore of people that have to be on the Red Blacks team next year, Brad is definitely one of the key figures because, you know, when you have a Canadian talent that's like that, I mean, he's not only a Canadian talent, he's just a talent in itself. I mean, ever since he's been here with Ottawa, he's been one of the top 10 receivers in this league and a top 5 receiver and hands down, one of the best Canadians in this league. And, I mean, I tell you what Brad has done for this team, for this city, helping put this team back on the map has been insurmountable. I mean, just the things that he brings to the table. And, yeah, we know he's played with injuries the past 2 years, but it shows you how tough this guy is. Even with the messed up shoulder, he still wanted to be out there on that field helping lead this team into the playoffs. But, unfortunately, they wouldn't allow that, and he got the surgery done. But Brad's going to be back. He's going to be 100% healthy before the season comes back around. He's going to work his butt off to make sure that he's even better than what he was this past couple of years. And, man, just thinking of what he's done these past couple of years, it's hard to even imagine how good he's going to be once next season kicks off.
In CFL free agency, is normally the focus normally on Canadian offensive linemen?
Well, when you have some players that are as good as they are, I mean, you look at what we have in Alex Mateus, we got Matthew Albright, we've also got Nolan McMillan, three offensive linemen that are going into free agency. But when you look at the year that Alex Mateus had, you would definitely have him circled as being the marquee figure that you have to get re-signed because you know there are going to be other teams out there looking to land a young guy like himself who finally got his big break this year to be in that starting group. He showed his versatility by playing both center and guard, especially when John Gott went out. So knowing that you have a guy with that versatility that can be that as effective as he was this year, helping pave the way for William Powell and Moses Madu and the host of running backs that were in that backfield, you know he's a guy that we definitely want to have in as far as back on the roster, being a big signee, coming back to our team. You got to have those marquee figures of guys. I mean, when you look at Nolan, when you look at Matthew Albright, he got some opportunities, and I thought he did gave a valiant effort and did a great job as well. And it was just unfortunate with Nolan McMillan being a big signing from the 2016 campaign going into this past season. The injuries caught up to him again, and unfortunately didn't happen. You know, I don't know what's going to happen there, if they're going to reach out and sign him or if he's going to be one of those guys that, depending on what happens with other people getting signed, seeing how his rehab goes and seeing how he's able to come back next year, they all base, you know, signing him off of how does his recovery occur and how does it go.
They started this last year, and they put it out yesterday for this coming free agency period, which I say finally. I mean, NFL fans, that's part of being a fan, right? You know who's a free agent. And CFL, they'd always keep that a secret. I think this is good for the fans. So I'll direct people to tsn.ca. Excuse me, Hank, come down with a cold. Don't go near me. Don't go near me. Don't go near me. Don't touch me. But the lists there for every team are up there. And I think it's before we start getting into this, because if you're a Red Blacks fan, if I listed every free agent, you'd be going, oh, my. Everybody's in the same boat. Yeah. You know, there's no long-term contracts in the CFL. Every team has a laundry list of players that they got to make calls on.
Yeah, I mean, right now for us, we're over 30 players that are potential free agents as far as going in. It's good to see Brad coming off that list. But each and every team will try to focus on the nucleus. Who are the nucleus of guys in that locker room that create that glue to bring the rest of the team together? Because you're not going to be able to sign each and every guy that's on that list. But you got to get the most important guy signed. That's what it's all about. I'd be surprised if this team's able to sign 15 of those guys. But the thing is, at the end of the day, yes, they should be able to. But initially, your focus is getting the main guys signed because then you can form the team around that, knowing what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, where are the areas that we need to focus come free agency. And then following that, where are the areas that we need to go out and find other guys as far as from the U.S. free agents that will be available that you'll work out during the offseason and also in the Canadian football draft that will come up at the end of April, early May.
Do you think there's any guys potentially looking to go south of the border, go to the NFL? I remember Jonathan Rose was a guy after his first year here in Ottawa that there's a lot of talk about maybe being able to go down there. Anybody you think that might have a chance in the NFL?
Well, you look at a guy like Deontay Spencer, who came on very strong this year after showing, I mean, he's always shown us the type of return game or the type of returner that he could be in this league. But now he's came on as a receiver. He's improved his route running under the guidance of Travis Moore, the receiver coach this past season. He's became a much better player. He's became a dual threat. And if you can be a guy that can only help your team out in the return game, which helps change field position and sets up the short field for your offense to, you know, be in a position to be able to put points on the board via field goal or whatever it might be. But now he's showing that he can bring that intangible of being a great receiver, a route runner to the field as well. He's definitely going to land some attention down south, and I'm pretty sure there'll be some workout set up for a guy like a Deontay Spencer, who shows that he's a multi-talented player and an asset that teams would love to have, especially down south.
The worst-kept secret in Red Blocks land of Grey Cup week was there were going to be changes in the coaching staff, and they officially announced them the other day. Any surprises of the four guys that won't be back in your mind?
Well, to see Brian Chu and Travis Moore leave, I mean, those are two guys that have been here, since the arrival of Jason Moss when we were able to change things around in 2015. And, you know, it's unfortunate things didn't work out with the new arrival of Jamie Elizondo. And you know, I've been around, and I've seen the buildup to this happening. And it's unfortunate that this had to happen. And I guess that's the thing that happens when you have two different mind states that are there, because they came in with Jason Moss being Travis Moore and Brian Chu. And when you have two of the best assistant coaches in the league coaching their respective positions, and you see the growth that had occurred, even with the main guys there with Brian Chu and also with the injuries to Sir Vincent Rogers, to Nolan McMillan, to John Gott, he had young guys that stepped up, and people were fearful of how it would be for Trevor Harris to operate in the backfield and also opening holes for William Powell. But the young offensive lineman got it done, and that just shows you the great relationship between Travis Moore and those guys. And even with us bringing in the Greg Ellingsons, who people – they had heard of, but not so much. The Brad Sinopolis, knowing he had an upside. The Ernest Jackson's the same way. The Chris Williams, and we knew what he could bring to the table. But seeing the growth of those guys under Travis Moore, as well as Deontay Spencer, Jerron Kreiner, Jake Hardy, guys that we thought had the potential, but it took a good coach to bring the best out of them. So that's why it was really surprising to me, because you really can't find better assistant coaches than the two that we were unable to hold on to, and now somebody else is going to be seeking their employment.
Take me inside what you hear from the offensive coordinator, the coach, in your headset as you're getting the play call. I'm thinking of Bo Levi Mitchell at the end of the game when he throws the interception. Is it just the play call, or would they be saying, play it safe here, Hank? Like, what would be the message to you in a play like that?
Well, first of all, it was actually an inside option route, which was called to Marquay McDaniel. And I know he slipped and fell on the route, but Bo Levi never looked that direction. The first thing we're always taught that is, if you decide to take a shot to the go route outside in press coverage, you got to find the free safety. That's first and foremost, because if the free safety is in a position to make the interception, you have to come to your check down at that point right away. But unfortunately for Bo Levi, when I watched that tape over and over again, the play call comes in as is. And I know for Calgary, they call it spread right 64 Y option. And I don't know what was backside, but they brought on the backside slot, so they call that bomber protection, where they're bringing in a receiver to help pick up any blitz pickup. And so in that case, the backside corner needed no help, because the halfback who was covering that receiver was freed up, so he could help out that single receiver into the boundary. So that gave the free safety free rein to cover anything to the field that was deep developing, and he ran right to their outside receiver, Mark and Michelle, and in one-on-one coverage, Bo Levi underthrew that pass. But unfortunately, on that play, Bo Levi never checked the free safety. And especially in that situation with 20 seconds on, and you know with the field goal, you're going to overtime against a team who really didn't move the ball against your defense, but on two occasions, the first drive in the third quarter, and then the kick the field goal just before that final drive. My thing is, you got to put your team in position to be successful. And unfortunately, Bo said, I want to win this game. And he threw that ball up without doing the little things, and the little things always mess up the bigger picture when you don't pay attention to them.
Because that's what we were looking forward to asking this question all week. And I know you've answered it, but you're here now, okay? We got you.
Grill me.
Okay. And what he's saying is, so the play's called to come in. The point here is, this is the play, but you have the option to live to fight another day. That's the read that the quarterback has to make in the moment. And Bo Levi Mitchell maybe tried to force it to try to make it happen. I'm going to try to win this game rather here right now. Rather than, it's not there, I'm not going to do this, and we'll kick the field goal and we'll go to OT.
Well, you know what? I mean, in that situation, quarterbacks get paid on making good decisions. So, you know, when people talk about playmaking, he's tough in the pocket, that's all bull crap. I mean, the bottom line is, you got to make good decisions with the ball in your hand, because at the end of the day, people don't care how many hits you took. They don't care how many yards you threw for. All we care about is, did you win or lose the game? Because that's all that matters at the end of the day. So all this stuff about the ball in my hands, that means nothing, because when the ball is in your hands, What do you do? And it's unfortunate because I love Bo as a quarterback. I love him as a person. But it's unfortunate because with his career win record that they talk about all the time, the bottom line is the ball was in his hands in the last two Grey Cups to conclude the game. He didn't get it done in 2016. He didn't get it done in 2017. And honestly, that's the most important mark that you'll see on his record. All that other stuff, that's all good. It's good to see that, and it's good for stats and records and all that. But at the end of the day, the most important record is the 1-2 that he has right now as far as in Grey Cup games.
Was that pass interference, in your opinion, with Butler?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't pass interference. No, because it was an underthrown ball.
Okay.
And the thing is, when it's an underthrown ball, it's anybody's pass. And honestly, neither guy could stop to come back for it. So to me, it wasn't pass interference.
You know, do you think there was any bit of having lost in overtime last year that Bo Levi basically didn't want to get back to overtime because of the thoughts of last year? And then the other thing is, were you surprised about the comments after the game, throwing a teammate under the bus?
Yeah, I mean, you can't throw a teammate under the bus, but I do understand Marquay's frustration because who knows, this might be it for Marquay. But again, Kamar Jordan is a young, very skilled, good player. I mean, any team in this league would love to have Kamar Jordan on their team. And young kids make young mistakes in the worst situations, and that's what you get sometimes. And the kid was playing hard, and unfortunately, out of all the times that he fought for extra yardage, that happened. But I always tell people, caution yourself on what you say, because when you look at the tape, as Toronto's returning the punt or the fumble for the touchdown, and the kid cut back across the grain off of a block, number 16 slowed down, and that's Marquay McDaniel, where if he sold out like he was talking about to make the play, still at that time, Toronto was down by 8 points, and they were able to go for two after scoring that touchdown. But if Marquay would have hustled the entire play, he could have made the tackle, which would have got Calgary's defense back on the field, which played a great game, I thought, and they would at least have the opportunity to hold Toronto to 3 points instead of giving up the easy 6 points on the touchdown return, and then they went for two, which gave them an opportunity to tie it up. But Marquay, you still had to hustle on that play to help make the tackle, which would not have allowed them to score that touchdown. And for me, yeah, you can say he fumbled it and you can sit there and pout, but if you gave extra little effort there like you talked about for him, you fit right into the same bucket, because if you would have made that tackle, who knows what would have been the final outcome of that game.
And also, I liked the way Kamara Jordan faced the music afterward, and he owned it, and he knows. Everybody knows. Nobody needs to say what McDaniel said. Everybody knows. But I also liked with Jordan in the moment. So that's the big mistake. But then when they get the ball back, and Bo Levi Mitchell goes up top, and it hits him in a bad spot right in the numbers. Yeah. He should have come down with that. That was an easy one that he missed. But then he goes right back to him, and the catch he makes on the next play to mentally recover from all those two plays before that Jordan made, really, that was a spectacular catch to keep the game alive.
And you're right, because, I mean, you have to go back to your playmakers early and often. I mean, because guys are going to make mistakes in game, but look at all the plays that kid's made throughout the entire season. And that's the reason why Bo Levi went back to him.
He showed me mental toughness there, kid.
He showed a lot of guts there, because a lot of times people would say, you know what, he's made two mistakes now. He fumbled, which could cost us the game. He just dropped probably a touchdown, catch as far as on the first deep route. But he came right back to him, and that just showed you his playmaking ability and the fact that he made the tougher catch of the two as far as on that second one.
Did you mind the play call? Up eight with, 4 minutes to go or whatever it was, 3 minutes to go, where they throw it out to somebody who is going to be tackled by three or four guys, rather than just run it a couple times, kicking the field goal. What do you think of the play call?
I actually thought it was a safe call, because I know we've ran that play in a number of situations. We've hit different people right in the flat off the play action, off the zone read where the end closes. And when you can outflank the defense, which he did, and the person that made him cut back inside was a corner that was being blocked by a receiver, and that's when the pursuit angle caught up to him from the defenders coming from the inside out. The problem is with that is just protect the ball, because, yeah, you're chipping away at the clock. You're getting closer to the end zone. But the good thing for them is that it's a play that allows them just to pick up some yards without taking a big risk. But the bigger risk was, do you take the shot or do you not? Do you protect the ball? Those are the big things as far as when it comes with that with a team that has that much experience, you should be able to call anything, and they should be able to protect the ball, especially in those pressure situations when they've been there before and they know what it takes to get the job done.
As a quarterback, do you ever say in those moments in the huddle, hey, guys, let's be safe? You know what I mean? Like, as a reminder of things like that?
Oh, you do. But also you expect the guys to know that, because you got to know when to know. And the thing is, in that situation there, the most important thing was securing the ball. And that's why I understand exactly what Marquay is saying. But you still got to play hard for your team, because if he had made that tackle, who knows where we would be right now? Who would have hoisted the cup at the end of the game? But the bottom line is, when you have the experience of what the Calgary Stampeders have, you got to make sure in those pressure situations you act like you've been there before. And unfortunately, they didn't. And that's why they didn't win either Grey Cup, because they panicked in the moments when it was the most important. And for a team that talented with that much leadership on the team, I mean, that's disappointing not to see them pull it out this year.
All right, we kept you long enough because you got things to do still.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, I
got
to head to the CTC. I got to be there in 30 minutes.
Well, that's how good the Grey Cup was, though.
It's Friday,
and you and I are still another question for Hank.
We're all still saying wow right now.
Last one, though. Most important question: how many BS offers have come your way from somebody else in a certain pool that you're in?
Oh, it's been
this
horrible.
Week?
He already took my favorite receiver, and he gave me a garbage receiver in return. Right. But I now understand how Todd White is. When it comes to fantasy football,
now you know.
He's like a used car salesman. He gave me this Porsche, and it had like a motorcycle engine in it. You know what I mean? So
you wanted Nelson Aguilar. He was flying high at that time.
Turn his mic off, Kenny. He's done.
See, we give out quality players on my team, and I give you exactly what I'm selling you. You didn't give me exactly what you sold me. I'll always remember that, bud. I'll always remember that.
All right. Thanks, Hank. I know you got to run. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care now. Take care, Todd. Hot White. We'll see you.
Back in a moment on In the Box at TSN 1200.